Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I'll tell you what, this is perfect for our program. It's perfect for our audience. And I'm just so fascinated to find out about Lucy Walsh. She's best known as an actress in film and TV series such as Criminal Minds, No Strings Attached, Mother's Day, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and more. She's a producer and singer who has toured internationally with Maroon 5. She's lived about 15 lifetimes, and she's also the daughter of Eagles rock star Joe Walsh. And she's here with us with a brand new book called Remember Me as Human. Lucy Walsh is with us here in the National Defense. Lucy, how are you?
Hi, Randy. I'm really great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is great, and it's so great for our military and veteran audience because there's so many things that touch on veteran things that you're involved with, as is your dad. I mean, I think I remember Joe being a part of a veterans concert, I think, right?
Yes. I'm so honored to be here with your listeners. Yeah, my dad's very involved. He gives a concert every year called Vets Aid, and he's very passionate about giving back to veterans. His father, my grandfather, Robert Fiddler, was killed in World War II over in Okinawa, and his stepdad George Walsh was also in the service in Japan as well. And then my grandfather Dale, on my mom's side, he fought in World War II in France, on right behind the front lines. And I have his 63 remaining love letters to my grandmother Wanda, and that is what my book is based on. Are those letters?
Yeah, that's so cool. Now, when did you first find out that those letters existed?
My grandmother Wanda gave me these 63 letters when I was 17. And right away, I knew they were very important and that I wanted to turn them into a film someday. But I didn't know how to do that yet, so I just started asking questions about them. And my grandfather, Dale, died of Alzheimer's before I got a chance to really speak with him. Mm. And that really scared me to see him die that way.
Sure.
And I think my trauma response was to just go into overdrive asking questions because I didn't know where Alzheimer's would strike next. And I thought that if I could just gather everybody's memories, Alzheimer's would never win again.
That's great.
And that ultimately led me to sitting with my grandmother Wanda in her nursing home when she was 97. And I interviewed her for 3 days about her life and the letters. And I'm so grateful that I did because she died 4 months later. Mm. And it was a big lesson in not taking time for granted.
Yeah, that is a great lesson for everybody. We're talking to Lucy Walsh here in the National Defense, her new book, Remember Me as Human. Where did that title come from? Is that something that your grandmother said?
She did, yeah. I along the way, I was very stuck, and I didn't know how to finish the story. And she had actually died, not to get too woo-woo here, but she came through to me through a medium. And she said, I want to tell you how to finish your book. And I said, oh, God, thank God, because I don't know how much truth to tell, because in my family and everybody's family, there are certain things that people would not want the whole world to know.
Right.
And
right.
I talk about all of it in my book. but I said, I don't know how much truth to tell. I want to protect my family, but I got to tell the truth. And she said, you must tell the entire truth about everything. And I said, but it makes you look bad. And she said, no, it makes me look human. And I want to be remembered as human.
Ugh.
And so that's where the title came from.
Wow. Wow. Well, when you,
I know
that is incredible. When you started reading these love letters, what a treasure. What a treasure trove there, huh?
Oh my God, I know.
What was the thing that struck you the most about those?
Well, I'm just so honored to share this with your specific listeners. I was blown away by the peek that I got into the life of a soldier in World War II. My grandfather was in his late 20s. He was in France and Ireland and England, right behind front lines for 3 years. And he describes it so beautifully and powerfully about the Red Cross and his barracks and his buddies. And you know, getting to go see a film, or getting a chaplain would come and give them a church service, and it was in French, but they didn't care because it just felt good to be close to God. Hmm. He just describes army life in such a fascinating way that we don't know unless we're there, and people have no idea how right. horrific war is. And he didn't put that in his letters because he was trying to keep himself and his wife alive. Mm. So he talked about the sweet things and the good things, and all that kept him going was their love and thinking about family back home. And these letters are incredibly sweet and poetic, and it's very interesting to know that man in his 20s, where in life I knew him in his 80s, and he was quiet. I don't really remember his voice when he got older. He didn't speak very much, but I know him from his letters, and it's two aspects of the same man that never came together in front of me.
Yeah, you know, we hear about that so much on a program about people, especially in World War II, for some reason, that they just never talked about it. You know, they just never talked about it.
No.
And we've had programs where we'll interview somebody from World War II and have their kids on the line, and it's the first time that they've ever heard what their dad did. And it's just, I think it's just that generation of, hey, I did my job, I'm done, I'm going to move on, right?
Yeah, and they didn't want to talk about it again because it was horrific and right. It was traumatizing. And my grandma didn't want to hear about it either. And the letters are a big part of the book. I have excerpts of about 40 of them included in the book. And my grandmother says many times throughout the book, I did not want to know. I did not want to hear it. You know, it was too much. It was too much for people. And we all handle grief in different ways. Some people run from it. Some people want, you know what I mean? We're
right,
all different.
Right.
And the book really, really touches on all that.
We're talking to Lucy Walsh here in the National Defense and her new book, Remember Me as Human. And you talk about your dad. You talk about Crazy Joe in this too, right?
I do, yeah. I didn't mean to write about my own life, but it was naturally intertwined
yeah, absolutely.
With my grandmother's, you know. So it really became out of my own life and my grandmother's. And yeah, it's pretty interesting how it all ties together.
I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, Joe Walsh is your dad. You got the whole Eagles scenario around you. That,
yeah.
I mean, is it as crazy as somebody would imagine?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll bet. It's so funny. I just listened to your, you did a podcast for a while with Annabelle, your friend Annabelle
yeah,
Jones, and she's the daughter of the monkey Davy Jones, and you're actually
that's right.
you're married to the son of another famous person, right?
That's right. Yeah, my husband Will, he's from England, and his mom is an actress named Yvette Fielding, and she's the host of a show called Most Haunted. She's a paranormal investigator. Yeah, so it's a lot of showbiz people in my life.
I was going to say, is there a club, Kids of Famous People club that you just hang around with?
Well, you know, Annabelle and I really banded together. We wanted to talk about, we've both had major record deals, we both have these famous dads, and we wanted to share that with other young people, young artists. And 3 weeks into the podcast, her husband was killed in a car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. It's shocking. Along with his best friend. And we chose to continue the podcast in real time and share the journey of working through her grief and losing her husband at an early age. And it became about loss and grief and rebuilding and healing and trauma, and it took off. It absolutely blew up. Apparently, people really need to talk about this stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it seems like you're, Lucy, like you're the kind of person that doesn't look away. You know, you're one of those people that face stuff head on. Is that how you've always been?
Yes. I'm writing that down. That's really interesting that you say that. Doesn't look away. Yeah, I have always been like that. I think that we all handle trauma differently, And my way of surviving has always been to face it head on. You're making me realize that in a lot of ways. Like I volunteer sometimes at children's hospitals with an organization called the Art of Elysium, and I take my piano in there and I play for the children.
That's great.
In the hospitals. And I tell them, because you can say, like, don't put me in with people who are going to die.
Right.
I don't want to see the scary stuff. And I always tell them, like, put me in wherever you need me. Put me into the critical rooms, because that is where we are needed most.
Wow.
And I have always felt that I want to contribute where the most help is needed. And I think those are the scariest places to look. And if you don't mind me just sharing really quickly, another organization I work with along those lines, is that okay?
Absolutely.
So currently, because of my book, it deals with being in my grandmother Wanda's nursing home. That is a big part of the story, what I experienced there. And so I have partnered with an organization called the National Association of Long-Term Care Volunteers. It's a mouthful, but what they do is they bring in volunteer care companions across the nation and to sit with elderly people in nursing homes. You can get involved so easily. You can go online and get trained, and then you can go to the nursing home in your town at the bottom of your road, and you can sit with someone for an hour and read with them or play cards or talk to them about their life or play music, whatever. It's so easy to get involved, and the elderly population is something that society doesn't want to look at. We don't want to look at our own mortality. We really shy away from that,
right.
But we're all headed there, and we don't lose our humanity as we get older, and we need that human connection no matter what age we are. So I really stand for nurturing that human connection and having that intimacy together, and that's really what my book is about, and that's what I hope it inspires readers to do in their own lives.
I love that. We don't lose our humanity when we get older. That is so good. And dignity as well.
Dignity is the most important thing in the world, I feel.
What is the name of the organization again, Lucy?
It's called the National Association of Long-Term Care Volunteers. So it's really easy. On my Instagram, there are links to their website. So if you follow me on Instagram, The Lucy Walsh, there are links to their website. It's very easy to get involved.
I'm going to do it. That's just...
Yeah.
That's great. That's so good. Thank you for this book. I cannot wait to read this. This is going to be so great. It's called Remember Me as Human, and we'd love to have your dad on here sometime to talk about the concert. Love to get some information.
Please, keep in touch. Let's definitely continue our conversation, and there's so much to talk about with regards to veterans and all of that. I am developing another podcast for the future where I'm having guests on every week to share their own family letters in times of war and in times of peace. Because, we all have these letters and artifacts in our own families, and I want to create a space for people to share that.
Is that Broads in a Bathtub?
No, that's something that I was toying with, but that's on the back burner for now.
Please let us know about that, because that sounds fascinating. Lucy Walsh, has life been good to you so far?
Life has been so wonderful to me so far. I'm so grateful every day I get to wake up and keep on trucking.
So good. Lucy, thank you so much for everything, and have a great day, and all my best to your family.
Thank you, Randy. I'll see you soon.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.